Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Jika Anda pernah menonton Olimpiade atau acara olahraga besar lainnya, Anda mungkin pernah mendengar bahwa para atlet ini berjuang di bawah tekanan. Apa maksudnya dan bagaimana tekanan dapat berdampak pada penampilan para atlet? Rangkuman berikut ini disusun oleh Rania Yalop. Setiap 4 tahun, masyarakat di seluruh dunia mendapat kesempatan untuk menyaksikan para atlet terbaik berkompetisi dalam olahraga yang mungkin tidak biasanya mereka lihat atau tonton. Bagi para penonton, melihat sekilas perenang sinkronisasi papan atas atau pentathlete modern ini adalah hal yang menyenangkan. Namun bagi para atlet tersebut, ini jadi kesempatan langka untuk bisa berlaga di panggung dunia. Academic Fellow di University of Melbourne, Courtney Walton, mengatakan hal ini mendatangkan tekanan tersendiri.
There's obviously going to be a lot of excitement, but there's also going to be a lot of understandable and normal anxiety around how they're going to perform, some of the expectations on them, whether that's from family and friends, their sporting bodies, media, and then of course from themselves.
Lantas, bagaimana cara atlet mengatasi tekanan tersebut? Profesor bidang Sport and Exercise Science di University of Canberra, Richard Keegan, mengatakan respon stres bisa dimulai saat para atlet bersiap untuk bertanding.
We're pretty much starting with the basic stress response. Can I cope with what's being put in front of me? And if I can't, is that bad? And so those two stages we tend to go through and make an appraisal. If you've made that appraisal that you might not be able to cope, and that's quite scary, then you're going to dump out basically a bunch of cortisol, adrenaline, and the kind of hormones that will give you a boost of energy in that moment. You're activating kind of fight or flight networks.
Hormon-hormon ini dapat mempengaruhi perubahan fisik.
One of the things which I think really influences athletes is that you get muscle tension that wasn't there before because we're kind of primed and ready for something important, but we haven't normally trained and competed with that level of muscle tension.
Professor Keegan mengatakan bahwa bagian berbeda dari otak juga dapat terpicu.
When we perceive a big problem, we tend to fire up a big problem-solving brain, the frontal cortex of our brain, which is terrible at controlling our body. Most of the sort of procedural memory is actually buried deep down in the sort of cerebellum and other movement areas. And we don't want to be sort of writing new code for that or stepping in and taking control of that. We want to let those things happen.
Untuk menghindari respon stres tersebut, Dr. Keegan mengatakan persiapan menjadi kuncinya.
Athletes tend to go into that moment feeling happier and less stressed and less likely to clam up if they've actually played through what happens next, you know, in different scenarios. What happens next if I win? Because that can come with a whole bunch of trappings and obligations. What happens next if it doesn't go that well?
Kebanyakan atlet Olimpiade yang berkompetisi tidak akan berhasil naik podium. Dan bagi mereka yang tidak berhasil, hal ini bisa sangat mengecewakan. Dr. Walton mengatakan para atlet perlu mempersiapkan kehidupan setelah acara besar tersebut.
Olympians who had something to turn to after the Olympics fared much better. So whether that was study, next tournament, planned holiday, they were all kind of processed in similar ways, and that having something to turn towards was really helpful.
Dan perencanaan masa depan ini tidak serta-merta mengurangi kualitas penampilan sang atlet.
There's always been such a focus that sport is for an athlete absolutely everything, and I think we're getting better now at understanding that sport is a short-term career, and so we're getting much better at investing in things like education while people are an athlete, or learning a trade, or developing a business. We're getting more understanding that doesn't take away from performance or motivation or desire. It's just balancing it in a more helpful way.
Profesor Keegan mengatakan tekanan ini adalah bagian dari pengalaman Olimpiade.
When you put people in that setting, an awful lot comes with that now. You get all the eyes, the courage, the discussion afterwards, social media. You're kind of often looking at people who have been the best in the world at what they do, and suddenly you're up against them. All of that becomes part of the problem you're trying to solve, and it's quite unique, interesting problem. But in some ways, who is just the best in completely sterile cold conditions is not at all what the Olympics and things is about.
Demikian tadi pendengar rangkuman terkait tekanan yang dialami oleh para atlet dalam ajang sebesar Olimpiade yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.